The game. They say a person either has what it takes to play, or they don't. My mother was one of the greats. Me, on the other hand, I'm kind of screwed.
You have to go.
Why don't you just come back down here and we'll pick up where we left off?
No, seriously. You have to go. I'm late, which isn't what you want to be on your first day of work, so...
So, you actually live here?
No.
Oh.
Yes, kind of.
Oh. It's nice. It's a little dusty. Odd, but it's nice. So how do you kind of live here?
I moved 2 weeks ago from Boston. It was my mother's house. I'm selling it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For what?
You said was.
Oh, my mother's not dead. She's... You know what? We don't have to do the thing.
Oh. We can do anything you want.
No, the thing. Exchange the details. Pretend we care. Look, I'm gonna go upstairs and take a shower, okay? And when I get back down here, you won't be here. So, goodbye.
Derek.
Derek. Right, Meredith.
Meredith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice meeting you.
Bye, Derek.
Each of you comes here today hopeful, wanting in on the game. A month ago, you were in med school being taught by doctors. Today, you are the doctors. The 7 years you spend here as a surgical resident will be the best and worst of your life. You will be pushed to the breaking point. Look around you. Say hello to your competition. 8 of you will switch to an easier specialty. 5 of you will crack under the pressure. 2 of you will be asked to leave. This is your starting line. This is your arena. How well you play, that's up to you.
Like I said, I'm screwed.
Okay, Martin, Robinson, yep. Vaughn, yep. Hawkins.
Vaughn.
Only 6 women out of 20.
Yeah. I hear one of them's a model. Seriously, that's gonna help with the respect thing?
You're Christina, right?
Patton, Monroe, Krug, Osborne. Here
we are. Which resident you signed to? I got Bailey.
Nazi? Me too.
You got the Nazi? So did I. At least we'll be tortured together, right? I'm George.
O'Malley?
We met at the mixer. You had on a black dress with the slit up the sides, strappy sandals. And... Now you think I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. It's just that, you were very unforgettable. And
O'Malley, Yang, Gray, Steven.
Totally forgettable.
Really?
End of the hall.
That's the Nazi?
I thought the Nazi would be a guy.
I thought the Nazi would be the Nazis.
Maybe it's professional jealousy. Maybe she's brilliant and they call her a Nazi because they're jealous. Maybe she's nice.
Let me guess, you're the model.
Hi, I'm Isabel Stevens, but everyone calls me Izzy.
I have 5 rules. Memorize them. Rule number 1, don't bother sucking up. I already hate you. That's not going to change. Trauma protocol, phoneless pagers. Nurses will page you. You answer every page at a run. A run! That's rule number 2. Your first shift starts now and lasts 48 hours. Your interns, grunts, nobody. Bottom of the surgical food chain. Run labs, write orders, work every second night until you drop, and don't complain. On call rooms, attending calls them, sleep when you can, where you can. Which brings me to rule number 3. If I'm sleeping, don't wake me unless your patient is actually dying. Rule number 4, the dying patient better not be dead when I get there. Not only would you have killed someone, you would have woke me for no good reason. We clear?
Yes.
You said five rules. That was only four.
Rule number five. When I move, you move.
Get out of my way!
Jenny Bryce, 15-year-old female, new onset seizures, intermittent for the past week. ID lost en route, started grandma seizing as we descended.
All right, get on her side. Izzy, 10 milligrams diazepam I am. No, the white lead is on the right. Righty, whitey, smoke over fire. A large bore IV, don't let the blood hemolyze. Let's go.
We got a wet fish on dry land.
Absolutely, Dr. Burke.
Dr. Bailey, let's shotgun her.
That means every test in the book, CT, CBC, Chem-7, tox screen. Christina, you're on labs. George, patient workups. Meredith, get Katie for a CT.
She's your responsibility now.
Wait, what about me?
Honey, you get to do rectal exams.
What are you doing here?
Good morning. Katie Bryce's labs came out clear. There's nothing in the results that explain her seizures. I just thought you want to know.
Okay.
I heard every year the attending on call picks the best intern and lets them perform a procedure during the first shift. I'm just saying it's what I heard.
Go away. No.
Yeah, sounds good.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
If you don't count the fact that my bacon days are over, sure.
So bypass surgery tomorrow with Dr. Burke. I hear he's good. And after that, you can have all the bacon-flavored soy products you can eat.
Mmm, kill me now.
I wish I could, but yeah, I'm a healer.
You're lost.
I'm not lost. How are you feeling?
How do you think I'm feeling? I'm missing my pageant.
You're missing your pageant.
The Spokane Teen Miss? I was in the top 10 after the first two rounds. This is my year. I could have won.
Hello?
You're so lost. What are you, like, new?
Okay, so I'm just going to insert my fingers into your rectum.
Good.
I bet you missed a lot when you first started out.
I twisted my ankle in talent rehearsal. I do rhythmic gymnastics, which is, like, really cool. Nobody else does it. And I tripped over my ribbon, and I didn't get stuck with someone this clueless. And that was, like, a nurse.
You and I are gonna have so much fun together.
Shift is a marathon, not a sprint. Eat.
I can't.
You should eat something.
You try eating after performing 17 rectal exams. The Nazi hates me.
The Nazi's a resident. I have attendings hating me.
You know Meredith is inbred?
I guess uncommon around here to be a doctor's parent. She's
no,
a doctor's...
royally inbred. Her mother is Alice Gray.
Shut up, the Alice Gray.
Yeah. Who's Alice Gray?
Alice. The Gray method? Where'd you go to med school, Mexico?
She was one of the first big chick surgeons, and she practically invented the peptide.
She's a living legend. She won the Harper Avery twice.
So I didn't know one thing.
Talk about parental pressure.
God, I would kill to have Alice Gray as a mother. I'd kill to be Alice Gray. All I need is one good kid.
Penny Bryce is a pain in the ass. If I hadn't taken the Hippocratic Oath, I'd Kevorkian her with my bare hands.
How are your kids doing?
What?
Good afternoon, interns. It's posted, but I thought I'd share the good news personally. As you know, the honor of performing first surgery is reserved for the intern that shows the most promise. As I'm running the OR today, I get to make that choice. George O'Malley.
Me?
You'll scrub in for an appendectomy this afternoon. Congratulations. Enjoy.
Did he say me?
I've seen his file. George O'Malley barely made the cut to get in this program. He's not your guy.
Oh, he's my guy, all right.
Every year you pick your guy, and every year your guy suffers more than any other intern.
Terrorize one, and the rest fall in line.
I get it. I respect it. But George O'Malley's a puppy.
Katie Bryce, 3604.
Right there.
Thank you. Katie, honey, Mom and Dad are here.
They gave her a sedative for the CT scan, so she's a little groggy.
Will she be all right?
Our doctor at home said that she might need an operation. Is that true?
What kind of operation?
She's, well, you know what? I'm not the doctor. I'm a doctor, but I'm not Katie's doctor, so I'll go get him for you.
What?
Katie's parents have questions. Do you talk to them, or do I ask Burke?
No, Burke's off the case. Katie belongs to the new attending now, Dr. Shepard. He's over there.
Shepard, we should pretend it never happened.
What never happened? You sleeping with me last night? Or are you throwing me out this morning? Because both are fond memories I like to hold on to.
No, there will be no memories. I'm not the girl in the bar anymore, and you're not the guy. This can't exist. You get that, right?
You took advantage of me, and now you want to forget about it.
I did not.
I was drunk, vulnerable, and good-looking, and you took advantage.
Okay, I was the one who was drunk, and you are not that good-looking.
Maybe not today. Last night, my size very good-looking. Had my red shirt on, my good-looking shirt, and you took advantage.
I did not take
We'll take advantage again. Say Friday night.
No. You're an attending, and I'm your intern. Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like you've seen me naked. Dr. Shepard, this is inappropriate. Has that ever occurred to you?
Open identifier, flag gate, remove air gate, close. Open, identify, fight, remove, irrigate, close.
He's gonna faint. He's a fainter.
Nah, code brown, right in his pants.
He's all about the flop sweat. He's gonna sweat himself on sterile.
$10 says he messes up the McBurney.
50 says he cries.
I'll put 20 on a total meltdown.
50 says he pulled the whole thing off. That's one of us down there. The first one of us. Where's your loyalty?
75 says he can't even ID the appendix.
I'll take that action.
Okay, O'Malley, let's see what you can do.
Here it comes.
Scalpel.
That burr is trouble.
More pressure. Maybe my flesh is a tough shell. Dig in. Pickups?
Pickups.
Clamp?
Clamp.
That's him out. I'm there.
Damn, he got the peritoneum open. I'm out.
I told you, he's gonna pull it off.
Appendix is out. Not bad.
Thank you.
Now all you have to do is invert the stump into the cecum and simultaneously pull up on the purse strings, but be careful not to break them. You rip the cecum. You got a bleeder. You're filling with stool. What do you do now? Think. You stop the suction, and you start digging for those purse strings before she bleeds to death. Bucky, give him a clamp.
BP's dropping.
He's choking. Come on, George.
Today! Pull your balls out of your back pocket. Let's go. What are you waiting for, suction?
Getting too low, folks. Dr. Burke.
Get out of the way. Pansy-ass idiot. Get him out of here. Suction. Clamp. Yeah.
007.
007, yep. A total 007.
007 means
license to kill.
007. They're calling me 007, aren't they?
No one's calling you 007.
I was on the elevator and Murphy whispered 007.
Okay, how many times do we have to go through this, George? 5? 10? Give me a number or else I'm going to hit you.
Murphy whispered 007 and everyone laughed.
He wasn't talking about you.
Are you sure?
Would we lie to you?
Yes.
007 is a state of mind.
Well, it says the girl who finished first in her class at Stanford.
Oh, man. 911 for Katie Bryce.
I gotta go.
Then you should have gone into geriatrics. No one minds when you kill an old person.
Surgery is hot. It's the Marines. It's macho. It's hostile. It's hardcore. Geriatrics for freaks who live with their mothers and never have sex.
I've got to get my own place.
Excuse me. Took you long enough.
You're okay? The nurse paged me 911.
I had to go all exorcist to get her to even pick up the phone.
Wait. There's nothing wrong with you?
I'm bored.
You little... I'm not a cruise director.
You don't have to wig out. The pageant's supposed to be on cable, but this crappy hospital doesn't get the channel. That Cal Collywood is going to walk off with my crown. I have to see it.
Can you call someone? Okay. This is an actual hospital. There are sick people here. Go to sleep and stop wasting my time.
But I can't sleep. My head's all full.
That's called thinking. Go with it.
What do you need?
Mr. Jones has junky veins and he really needs antibiotics. I should start a central line.
So start one. You don't know how.
I've never done one.
Well, you know what that means.
Can we just page someone else?
She's the on-call resident.
Okay, I'll just wake her. Mr. Bailey, I don't mean to bother you, but...
Then don't.
It's Mr. Jones.
Is he dying?
No.
Then stop talking to me.
What is it? Next time you wake me, he better be so close to dead there's a tag on his toe.
Four B's got post-op pneumonia. Let's start antibiotics.
Are you sure that's the right diagnosis?
Well, I don't know. I'm only an intern. Here's an idea. Why don't you go spend 4 years in med school and then let me know if it's the right diagnosis? She's short of breath. She's got fever. She's post-op. Start the antibiotics. God, I hate nurses.
I'm Alex.
I'm with Jeremy. You're with the Nazi, right?
She may not have pneumonia, you know. She could be splinting or have a PE.
Like I said, I hate nurses.
What did you just say? Did you just call me a nurse?
Well, the white cat fits.
Damn it, Katie.
She seeing anybody?
I don't know.
She's hot.
I'm friends with her. I mean, not friends. Not, you know, actually friends. Not exactly, but we're tight. And we hang out. I mean, really only like just today.
Dude,
but...
dude, stop talking.
What took you so long?
She's having multiple grand mal seizures. Now, how do you want to proceed?
Are you listening to me?
She's got diazepam, 2 milligrams of diazepam. I just gave the second dose.
Dr. Gray, you need to tell us what you want to do. Dr. Gray!
Okay, she's full on the Rosepam.
She's at 4 milligrams.
You page Dr. Bailey and Dr. Shepard.
The Rosepam's not working.
Phenobarbital. Load her with phenobarbital.
Pheno's in.
No change.
You page Dr. Shepard.
I just told you.
Well, page him again. Staff.
What do you want to do?
Dr. Gray, you need to tell us what you want to do. Heart
stop. Hold blue. Hold blue. Hold blue. I'll get it. Right away. Wait. Charge past 200. Charge. Clear.
Still beat said nothing.
Charging. 19 seconds.
Charge to 300.
27 seconds.
Charge at 360. Come on, Katie.
49 seconds.
At 60 seconds, you're supposed to admit another
charge
blood.
Again. Charge again.
Anything? I see sinus rhythm.
Blood pressure's coming up.
All right. Pressure's returning. Rate's coming back.
What the hell happened?
She had a seizure and her heart stopped.
You were supposed to be monitoring her.
I checked on her and she...
I got her. Just go. Somebody give me her. Give me your chart, please.
You get a 911, you page me immediately. Not in the 5 minutes it takes you to get to the emergency. Immediately. You on my team and if somebody dies, it's my ass. You hear me? Right?
Meredith? Anyone ever.
You said it was a seizure disorder. Now you're saying it isn't?
I'm saying that I don't know.
Well, what do you think it could be?
I don't know.
When will you know?
I don't have an answer for you for now. Katie is stable.
Wait one damn minute. We came here because this hospital is supposed to be the best in Washington. That's my kid in there. My kid. And you have the audacity to stand here and tell me I don't know.
Mr. Bryce?
No, I want someone else. A doctor who knows what they're doing. You get me someone else. Someone better than you.
Mr. Bryce, I assure you that I am working hard on Katie's
case.
No,
you're not. If you were, you'd be able to give me some answers.
I put you on a bypass machine, which pumps blood for your heart. Fix your ticker. Take you off the machine, I'm done. Simple procedure.
So, I shouldn't worry?
I'm very good at what I do. It's still a surgery. There are some risks. I'll see you in the OR this afternoon, Mr. Savage.
Okay. You're not gonna leave me here alone with that guy, are you?
Oh, I'll be outside the OR the whole time. No, Dr. Burkett is very good. Don't worry. I'll see you after.
He'll be fine. Right?
Tony's gonna sail through. You have nothing to worry about. Promise. Gotta go.
What are you doing? I'm suturing a banana with the vain hope that it wakes up my brain. What are you smiling at, 007? I'm sorry, I get mean when I'm tired.
You know what? I don't care. I comforted a family and I gotta hang out in the OR today. All is well.
Does anybody know why we're here?
Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm going to do something pretty rare for a surgeon. I'm going to ask interns for help. I've got this kid, Katie Bryce. Right now, she's a mystery. She doesn't respond to our meds. Her labs are clean, scans are pure, but she's having seizures, grand mal seizures with no visible cause. She's a ticking clock. She's going to die if I don't make a diagnosis, which is where you come in. I can't do it alone. I need your extra minds, extra eyes. I need you to play detective. I need you to find out why Katie is having seizures. I know you're tired, you're busy, you got more work than you could possibly handle. I understand. So I'm going to give you an incentive. Whoever finds the answer rides with me. Katie needs surgery. You get to do what no interns get to do. Scrub in to assist on an advanced procedure. Dr. Bailey is going to hand you Katie's chart. The clock is ticking fast, people. If we're going to save Katie's life, we have to do it soon.
the antibiotics time to work?
The antibiotics should have worked by now.
She's old. She's freaking ancient. She's lucky she's still breathing. I got a shot to scrub in downstairs on a patient who wasn't alive during the Civil War. Don't page me again.
Hey, I want in on Shepard's surgery. You've been the intern on Katie since the start. You want to work together? If we find the answer, we have a 50-50 chance of scrubbing in.
I'll work with you, but I don't want in on the surgery. You can have it.
You're kidding? It's the biggest opportunity any intern will ever get.
I don't want to spend any more time with Shepard than I have to.
What do you have against Shepard?
If we find the answer, this surgery is yours. Do you want to work together or not?
Deal.
So she doesn't have anoxia, chronic renal failure, or acidosis. It's not a tumor because her CT's clean. Are you serious? You're not going to tell me why you won't work with Shepard?
No. What about infection?
No, there's no white count. She has no CT lesions, no fevers, nothing in her spinal tap. Just tell me.
Can't comment, egg face, or react in any way. We had sex.
What about an aneurysm?
No blood on the CT, no headaches.
Okay. There's no drug use, no pregnancy, no trauma. Was he good? I mean, he looks like he'd be good. Was it any good?
A lot of answers. What if no one comes up with anything?
You mean what if she dies?
Yeah.
This is gonna sound really bad, but I really wanted that surgery.
She's just never going to get the chance to turn into a person. The sum total of her existence will be almost winning Miss Teen whatever. You know what her pageant talent is?
They have talent?
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, come on.
What is rhythmic gymnastics? No, I can't even say it. I don't know what it is.
I think something was like a ball and a... What? Meredith, what?
Get up. Come on.
It should be possible. We need it. Don't you? Oh, Dr. Shepard, just one moment. Katie competes in beauty pageants.
I know that, but we have to save her life anyway.
Okay, she has no headaches, no neck pain. Her CT is clean. There's no medical proof of an aneurysm.
Right.
But what if she has an aneurysm anyway?
There are no indicators.
Oh, but she twisted her ankle a few weeks ago when she was practicing for the pageant.
Look, I appreciate you trying to
she
help.
She fell.
Not helping.
When she twisted her ankle, she fell. It was no big deal, not even a bump on the head. You know, she got right back up, iced her ankle, and everything was fine. It was a fall so minor, her doctor didn't even think to mention it when I was taking her history, but she did fall.
Well, you know what the chances that a minor fall could burst an aneurysm? One in a million, literally. Let's go.
Where?
Find out if Katie's one in a million.
I'll be damned. Here it is. It's minute, but it's there. It's a subarachnoid hemorrhage. She's bleeding into her brain. She could have gone through her entire life without it ever being a problem. One tap in the right spot.
Next one.
Exactly. Now I get to fix it. You two did great work. Love to stay and kiss your asses, but I gotta tell Katie's parents she's having surgery. Katie Bryce's chart, please.
Here you go.
Dr. Shepard, you said that you'd pick someone to scrub in if we helped?
Oh, yes, right. I'm sorry I can't take you both. It's going to be a full house. Meredith, I'll see you in OR.
Good. Christina.
When it doesn't rain, it snores. Yeah, the cookie crumbles, but in whose hand? All things said and all things done. Life is short, but I am young. Sure.
was quick.
His heart had too much damage to give him a bypass. I have to let him go. It happens rarely, but it does happen. The worst part of the game.
But I told Gloria that he would be fine. I promised her that.
You what?
They have four little girls.
I don't allow you to promise anything. This is my case. Did you hear me promise? The only one that can keep a promise like that is God, and I haven't seen him holding a scalpel lately. You never promise a patient's family a good outcome.
I thought
you're important enough to make promises to Mrs. Savage. You get to be the one to tell her that she's a widow.
Izzy, maybe Meredith couldn't. Izzy,
I'll tell him I changed my mind.
You know, don't do me any favors. It's fine.
Christina.
You know what? You did a cutthroat thing. Deal with it. Don't come to me for absolution. You want to be a shark? Be a shark.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Only it makes you feel all bad in your warm, gooey places. Well, screw you. I don't get picked for surgeries because I slept with my boss, and I didn't get into med school because I have a famous mother. You know, some of us have to earn what we get.
Gloria, there were complications in the surgery. Tony's heart had a lot of damage. We tried to take him off bypass. But there wasn't anything we could have done.
What are you talking about?
Tony died. He's dead. Gloria, I'm so sorry.
Please.
Promise I'd make her look cool. Apparently being a bald beauty queen is the worst thing that happened in the history of the world.
Did you choose me for the surgery because I slept with you?
Yes. I'm kidding.
I'm not going to scrub in for surgery. You should ask Christina. She really wants it.
You're Katie's doctor. And on your first day, with very little training, you helped save her life. You earned the right to follow her case through to the finish. You shouldn't let the fact that we had sex get in the way of you taking your shot.
I wish I wanted to be a chef, or a ski instructor, or a kindergarten teacher.
You know, I would have been a really good postal worker. I'm dependable. You know, my parents tell everyone they meet that their son's a surgeon, as if it's a big accomplishment, superhero or something. If they could see me now.
When I told my mother I wanted to go to medical school, she tried to talk me out of it. Said I didn't have what it takes to be a surgeon. That I'd never make it. So, the way I see it, superhero sounds pretty damn good.
We're gonna survive this, right?
She's still short of breath. Did you get an ABG or a chest valve?
Oh, yes, sir, I did.
And what did you see?
Oh, well, I had a lot of patients last night.
Name the common causes of post-op fever.
Yes.
From your head, not from a book. Don't look it up. Learn it. It should be in your head. Name the common causes of post-op fever.
The common causes of post-op...
Can anybody name the common causes of post-op fever?
Wind, water, wound, walking, wonder drugs. The 5 W's. Most of the time, it's wind, splinting, or pneumonia. Pneumonia's easy to assume, especially if you're too busy to do the tests.
What do you think's wrong with 4B?
The 4W, walking. I think she's a prime candidate for a pulmonary embolus.
How would you diagnose?
Spiral CT, BQ scan, provide O2, dose with heparin, and consult for an IVC filter.
Do exactly as she says, then tell your resident that I want you off this case. I'd know you anywhere. You're the spitting image of your mother. Welcome to the gang.
Everybody, it's a beautiful night to save lives. Let's have some fun.
I can't think of any one reason why I want to be a surgeon. But I can think of a thousand reasons why I should quit. Explain as a tournament. They make it hard on purpose. There are lives in our hands. There comes a moment when it's more than just a game. Either take that step forward or turn around and walk away. I could quit, but here's the thing. I love the playing field.
It's good surgery.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that thing where, you know, I say something and then you say something and then somebody cries and there's like a moment. And
yeah.
Like, get some sleep. You look like crap.
I look better than you.
It's not possible.
That was amazing. You practice on cadavers. You observe. And you think you know what you're going to feel like standing over that table, but that was such a high. I don't know why anybody does drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should go do this.
You should.
I'll see you around.
See you around. See ya.
So, I made it through my first shift. We all did. The other interns are all good people. You'd like them. I think. I don't know. Maybe. I like them. Oh, and I changed my mind. I'm not going to sell the house. I'm going to keep it. I'll have to get a couple of roommates, but it's home, you know?
Are you the doctor?
No. I'm not your doctor. But I am a doctor.
What's your name?
It's me, Mom. Meredith.
All right. I used to be a doctor, I think.
You are a doctor, Mom. You're a surgeon.